Blog Talk Radio.
Dobro jutro. That in Croatian is good morning. Kakosi. You've tuned in. And you're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. Eckhart Tolle said, realize deeply that the present moment is all that you ever have. Right now, this moment is all that we ever will have. Make the now the primary focus of your life. And he goes on by saying, give up waiting as a state of mind. When you catch yourself slipping into waiting, snap out of it. Come into the present moment, the now. Just be and enjoy being. Do you live in the past? Nothing ever happened in the past that can prevent you from being present right now. It's your choice. How many of you live in regret? How many of you spend a good part of your day regretting, in remorse, and wanting to go back? It's over with. Except, you see, when something happens in my life that is contrary to what I'm doing, I thank it. And I sit back and I just let it settle into my thinking. Because there's a message there. There's something that I have to look at to improve. So, will you truly embrace nothing ever happened in the past that can prevent you from being present right now? It's your choice. Choices come back to embrace us or to bite us in the butt. So, darlings, what is your choice? You're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. And of course, you know the shows are live and then they're archived. Log on blogtalkradio.com /Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I Watson, and click on any date to hear the show now and to hear the archived. Do you want to give a voice to your passion? Do you want to be the star of your very own live half-hour internet radio show? The world is waiting for you. Entrepreneurs, business owners, does everyone understand the purpose of your service, business, product, mission, and passion? Remember your very own half-hour show where you're the star. Remember and reimagine sharing your story with the world your way. Internet radio is a powerful marketing tool and PR. It's exploding. And best of all, you broadcast from the comfort of your home office on a landline. Yes, the show is live, and then it will be archived. And if you decide that you want to have a half-hour with me, email Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I Studio, @sbcglobal.net. And meet Motivani in Croatian, that's we'll talk. And we'll see if what you have will make a difference in the world. I work with you on content, and I become your outside advocate. Come on. Give a voice to your passion. Be the star of your very own show. You're listening to Live with Kathy. You're the voice of inspiration and encouragement. So, darlings, I'm asking you right now, do you want to change your life? It is so simple. All you have to do is change your thinking. You see, there are no do-overs. You have to understand that this is your life, and it's a gift. And what you do with it is up to you, because you will never happen again. This is a dress rehearsal. You see, tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. So I want to ask you, are you afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now? If you have something to share with the world, then email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net and we will talk about it. You know, so many people ask me why I'm still so active on the air. I love it. I love it. And you see, my mission and passion is to change the perception of aging, not only in America, but in the world. I love what Mark Twain said. Age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. And Raymond Charles Barker, theologian, said, the danger of aging is that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go. You see, my age, it never occurred to me that circa 2019, I'm a simply ageless octogenarian and fashionista with a can-do attitude going on age 30. Don't you understand that life responds to you, your outlook? It's all about choices. So do you want to have and be the star of your very own show? When I think about aging, it's been spiritualized, theorized, and intellectualized, but never glamorized. Oh, by the way, honeys, if you ain't aging, you're pushing up daisies. Do you get it? Who said you can't be simply glamorous and handsome at age 50 and beyond? Oh, yes. I plan on going to the very end in a Givenchy or an Oscar de la Renta. Every day, in every way, remember you're getting better and better. Go get a pen and pad and write that down. It is now your mantra. Every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. This is, darlings, I'm going to say it again and again. This is not a dress rehearsal. This is it. You have to make it your choice. 2019, the best year ever. And it has to do with health and what you're thinking. You see, the body and the brain don't age. We do by our choices. You're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio. And the only way your life is going to change, you have to change your thinking. Okay, let's see. We have, must be an interesting topic. We have several callers. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Kathy?
Yes, who am I talking to?
This is Gregory. How are you?
Well, I am just jiggy fabulous. How are you, Gregory?
Well, Kathy, I'm not well. You know, I really have to take you to task for some comments you've made on your show. How dare you say some of the things you said recently?
My dear, don't listen. Do not accuse me of making anything. But if you're so intent on being in touch with me, email Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, studio, at sbcglobal.net. But he said, you know, listen, I never take anything personally. He's entitled to his opinion. Right or wrong, I don't care. The universe will take care of it. Hello?
Kathy,
hello?
You called Helen Keller a cunt. And you also said death to America. There are children that listen to your show.
I don't. If you have any comment about my show, email KathyStudio at sbcglobal.net. Because you see, I have the power, I have the confidence to give a voice to my passion. And I truly have no idea what the two of you are talking about. But remember, our greatest freedom is of choice. And choices come back to embrace us or to bite us in the butt. So whatever I have said, that does not make you happy. You know how to get in touch with me, and via email, KathyStudio at sbcglobal.net. And this is so perfect. You know, we're talking about love, unconditional love. Being unconditionally loving doesn't mean free of judgment. That's unrealistic. Instead, practice releasing judgment through self-forgiveness so that you could come back to balance. And those of you that just called in, listen to this. Let go of trying to control others' experiences. Trust that they have the inner resources to handle their situation. I'm centered and balanced in my thinking. Own it. Own your own projections. Often triggers are a mirror for the behavior we do to others or to ourselves in a more subtle way. Own your projections and take conflict off surface level content. I want all of you, and those of you that call in, everyone, find a spiritual practice to help you connect with the loving place inside you. Oh, meditation works for me. Once you know how it feels, that can be a touchstone when you don't feel loving. Am I now fully, unconditionally loving? No, but I'm better than I was 2 years ago. You see, it's a lifelong practice. And the affirmation today, and I want you to write this down, and it comes from the Science of the Mind, Ernest Holmes. I am loving myself and others unconditionally to the best of my ability. And those of you that don't agree with me, you know, it doesn't matter. You have to go within and find out what it is that is not balanced in your life and your choices. Listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio. And the show, don't you just love the energy of the show? Oh, by the way, darlings, I don't take anything personally. Because you see, in retrospect, it's something that they have to work on. I just triggered it. I just triggered whatever it is they have to work on, and I wish them well. Don't you just feel the energy of this show? The brotherhood and sisterhood, of iron workers and impact. I married an iron worker, and I come from the world of classical ballet and haute couture, and they said it wouldn't last. Oh, yeah, it did. But the sadness is that Bill passed away 3 years ago. But I have such wonderful memories, you know, that I am a speaker on international cruise ships, and I could just, he loved to sail with me, and I could see him on board the ship, just loving every bit of it. So, just sit back and feel the energy. Iron workers and impact. They're titanic, shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision. Coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contracts through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the tamperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International, the champion of the trades. If you want to learn more, log on ironworkers.org. Oh, by the way, gals, this is for you, too. They love having women on the job. Iron Workers is a noble mission. And you see, my purpose is to introduce you to Iron Workers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. To illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed, not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. And get, you know what I did? I wrote a script, a history of iron workers, a dedication to iron workers. And I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. And if you would like a copy of it, I'd be delighted to send it to you, small fee, with shipping and handling. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care. We're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes many, and many need help, and you can get it by getting in touch with Team Love Home Care. Log on teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you by Iron Age, the Bo Vivant, the master of creating unique, one-of-a-kind original designs in wire, art, or leather works. Hand-built. If you want to know more about it, email kathystudio@sbcglobal.com. It is my pleasure to remind all of you that I want you to realize deeply that the present moment is all that you will ever have. Right now, this moment is all that you have. Make the now the primary focus of your life. Do you want to know what? The majority, yeah, vast majority, embrace TNT. Any of you know what that means? I'll give you a half a second to call in. 347-637-3789. What does TNT mean? You have. You're just so fortunate to have the present moment. If you're looking at all of your choices that you have made, so on and so on, begin now to make the necessary changes to start the year right. Our greatest freedom is of choice. And remember, I told you that choices either come back to embrace us or to bite us in the butt. And I really don't have much time to take any calls, so why don't you email me, Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, studio, at sbcglobal.net. And I shall be delighted. Absolutely delighted to respond to you. Okay, darlings, I can't believe that the year is half over. Are you happy? Do you really think that your life is happy? You see, you can't put a price on health. How are you feeling? How's your health? Whether you're an avid health enthusiast or someone with a newfound formula desire to make changes in your life, this is the year to do it. Make 2019 your best year ever. Ever. You can't put a price on health. By the way, I told you that I'm a simply fabulous octogenarian and fashionista with a can-do attitude going on 30. And I just came back from one of my physicals. I take absolutely no medication at all. Oh, I do take a little aspirin every once in a while if I get a little headache, which is very, very rare. So I'd love for you to email me and let me know what is it that you take. Remember, our greatest freedom is of choice. I don't care what the experts say. Can you really start the new year off the right way? And do you know that you will experience incredible health when you're happy and you love? Hey, you're not perfect. So many people are judgmental. I quote, how dare they do that? This is the only way. Well, that's your choice. But what are you going to do for the rest of your life, for the rest of 2019? Can you love yourself and others I don't mean that you have to salivate over them. But who do you think you are? You know, I'm always curious when I get calls and they're not always positive. I really don't care. Because, you see, I love me. And I love everyone out there unconditionally because I truly am not responsible for their life. It's their life. They have lessons to learn. And it's up to them. Entirely up to them. Let me quote Ernest Holmes. Behind the individual is the universal, which has no limits. In this concept alone lies the possibility of eternal and endless expansion. It's your choice. What do you want to be? If you look on the screen, you'll see that I say that choices come back to embrace us or to bite us in the butt. 2019, honey, this is, oh dear, if you really are aware that life responds to your outlook, 2019 could be the happiest year of your life. It's your time to shine. Why not take your health to new heights right now? Whether you're an avid health enthusiast or someone with a powerful desire to make a change in your life, this is the time to do it. That's why my mission and purpose is to change the perception of aging. Because we're all aging, honey. Not only in America, but the world. Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. I'm repeating this because our brain could only hold a thought for 5 to 8 seconds. And Remy Charles Barker, theologian, said the danger of aging is that most people accept where they are and they stop visioning where they want to go. I have visions, incredible visions of the rest of my life because I give a voice to my passion. And when I am doing this show, I have to have pencil and paper because my brain is sending me ideas. Kathy, be the star. Life responds to your outlook. This is very, very important. What you're thinking now, whether you agree with me or not, I don't care. It doesn't matter. Life responds to what you're thinking. What are you thinking right now? Is it happiness for you and others? And you see, before you could be happy, before you could be loving, you have to love yourself. You have to sit quietly in meditation and think about what you're giving to the world. What you're giving to the world by your thinking, your choices, and the people that you live with. So I'm going to ask you again. Are you truly loving yourself and others unconditionally, or are you in judgment? Are you constantly criticizing? Darlings, there is a loving place within you. And when you don't feel loving, that's when you go into meditation. And then I need to ask you, who are you to make the judgment of choice? Choice, choice. I offer everyone my unconditional love. I don't have to embrace the morning, noon, and night, but universal, all over the world. I don't care where you are. I want you to know that I send you my unconditional love. Make it a great day, and I'll make mine better. Au revoir.